It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
You, oh my God, you are so on target. You are so amazing. I can't thank you enough.
It is the feeling that you bring forward. It is your emotional connection that really sets the tone for what is going to be happening to you and for you. And you know that feeling when you touch it. It just spreads through you.
Thank you for taking my call. I don't know why I feel like crying. I just feel your love.
Oh, of course.
And I think I'm going to get some answers.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming. Welcome to Flow Dreaming. Hi, everyone. This is a rollicking run of an hour where we talk about manifesting, creating, intuition. In other words, how to make the universe have your back. How to know that everything you do is with full support and all the resources that you need. This is a decision I made in my life many years ago. This is how I wanted to live. This is how I wanted to expect the universe to treat me. This was my commitment back to the universe, saying, I will stand up to whatever you offer me. It's a real two-way street when you start working deep in the energies like this. Today, we're going to be talking about one of those things the universe or flow will do for you, and that is to help you make effortless decisions. And I know it sounds very simple on the surface. In fact, you know, flow dreaming generally can sound very simple on the surface. Oh yeah, it's daydreaming, it's emotion. Okay, yeah, I've heard that before. When you really dig into it, you have to look at daydreaming and emotion as sort of the, the appetizer. You know, the appetizer on the play circling around through the party. It's not where you eventually go. It always is there. It becomes a core part of who you are, what you are, how you act, how you interact and behave. But ultimately, where you go with flow dreaming is you change the actual emotional, energetic structure of yourself. You change the way you think. You change your mindset. You change the way you anticipate life. Your decisions flow from you in a different way, because they're not reading the same material in you anymore that kept you small, that kept you in fear, that kept you in doubt, that kept you anticipating you wouldn't get your needs met, all of that. That's all gone. That is where you go when you jump on the flow dreaming boat. So I started this series of show topics a few weeks ago, things you can do with flow dreaming. My intention is to point out that manifesting is not a one-trick pony. It is a lifestyle. That sounds funny. It's a lifestyle, baby. But it kind of is. It is, it's what I apply to just, I can't think of a single thing I do that I don't apply this kind of thinking, this kind of emotion-based communication and expectation to my world with. And I, you know, whenever I've realized, oh my goodness, I'm not properly in alignment over here or there. I'm not flowing. I'm not communicating right. I'm throwing out a different emotion than the one I intend. I clean that up as fast as I see it. And you know, the odd thing, when you start doing that, your flow, your direction, your internal guidance system, your quantum self, whatever you want to call it, God, whatever you want to call it, is fine. But it will start giving you more and more to see, to clean up inside yourself. Do you know what this does? It's like polishing, polishing, polishing a stone, polishing that stone. One day you look down in your hand and you realize this has become a gleaming crystalline piece of, you know, gorgeous godness. That's my aim, because flow keeps giving me more to see and dig out. Every time I hit a fear place, you know, I've actually had a really rough couple of days, to be quite honest with you. And it's because I'm once again hitting fear zones, places where I go into insecurity in my life. And on the one hand, I'm really upset by it, and, you know, like, oh, I'm feeling, you know, like I'm not living up to what I want, and, you know, all this stuff, you know, the stuff that comes up in us, the the other hand, I'm saying, wow, Flo, you just showed me another level. You showed me where I got prickly and sensitive and insecure and pissed off. And thank you. I mean, and it's a real, genuine thank you. So, no, yes, Flo. Yes, it is emotion. It's daydreaming. It's communicating with the universe. It has a lot of Abraham Hicks-ish kind of, you know, coloration around it. But the real intention, the depth that you get to, is a lifelong process for personal development without end. You never need to change track and go into something else or whatever. If anything, you just add on more things that interest you. But you know, I am absolutely where I need to be. My flow brings me everything I need when I need it, including the next, fun thing that I want to discover or reach into or engage with, the next growth point I want to get to. Sometimes, you know, last time I was talking about how to know what area of life you're currently working in, in your growth point. But yeah, sometimes our growth points are material. Some points they're emotional. Sometimes they're partnerships. We go through all different ones. For me, it's a blessing having one particular, set of lenses that everything makes sense within, that I can apply to everything. And if I want to go from here and, you know, learn Reiki or pick up some healing techniques or go into EFT or do this or that, it's just an adjunct. It just adds on. It's like, oh, that makes sense. I get it. Just different ways of working with energy. I'm already working with energy. I work with the most fundamental energy of life and nature and self and consciousness and creation. Everything from here is just variations, different color yarns to play with. So as we go through today's topic, which is how to make effortless decisions, just bear this in mind. You're listening to, you're playing today with a fragment of a way of approaching life and the world. Now, before we go any deeper into our podcast and live radio show this hour, it is both. Just so you know, I do tape this live. It gives you the opportunity to call in. It is broadcast live through a variety of radio shows, including CTR.com. Or did I say .com? CTR.net? Yeah, sorry. CTRnetwork.com. Oh, they've had a lot. They've had a couple different iterations of it. CTRnetwork.com. You can find it all over the place. But one place it would be a big, big, big favor if you did for me right now. Think of it as your tithe for the show, your little token of payment without actually having to pay anything. Would be to go to iTunes and just click the subscribe button. Just subscribe to the podcast. All it will do is it will acknowledge you as someone who wants to keep receiving this podcast until you decide to unsubscribe. Doesn't mean you ever have to listen to them again. Just click the subscribe button. And if you feel extra happy about what you've learned, go ahead and rate it. That would be wonderful too. You know, the little gold stars you put. That really, really helps the program, and it does help support and underwrite the program. So that's my only request of you. Now, in return, I want to give you an hour of some big, beautiful, bold flow thinking, especially when it comes to decision making. Decisions, I have found, are huge walls for people oftentimes. You know, you're running along, you're jogging along just fine, and then boom, you break your nose coming up against that invisible wall. What is that? It was a decision. It was a choice point. It was a place where you could say, do I want this or do I want that? If I do this, will that happen? If I do that, which is the safer? What? How do I know what's on path for me? How do I know what's within my purpose? How? Right? Oh, and then we build up against this wall of the decision. Now, here is how Flo is responding to this. How Flo sees you when you're doing this. It says, my goodness, we gave her so much, or him, so much action, so much stuff to play with, so many good things, and now they're just going to sit on it. Okay, well, if they don't know, if he or she doesn't get it, well, we'll just wait. I guess we'll just kind of, you know, press the pause button too. Now, if this is just happening with one decision, not a big deal. But often it happens with one decision here, another decision there. you know, should I keep seeing this person? Should I look for a new job today? Or should I try and get satisfied with the one I have? Oh, should I join this gym? Should I? You have a long list of unmade decisions that you have cataloged. And those catalogs got buried inside of you. You can't even find them anymore. You're trying to remember, what was the decision I had to make? And you look back and you realize, one, I can't even remember them all. And two, well, I guess they're no longer there. Do you know why they're no longer there? Because you actually decided and they disappeared. Your decisions only disappear when they have been made. So this is the first falsity I want to point out to you in your relationship with energy. There is no making of a decision. There is only, it's a no because that's safer. It's a wait because I don't know. And that wait turns into non-action. The non-action is my decision. Okay, so energy takes that and says, we offered, she declined. Okay, what's next? Some of you guys nodding your heads like, yeah, I know, I do that. Makes me feel like I don't have the pressure on me if I do that. Because I figure if it's good enough, it'll come back round again. I understand that thinking. Often it does come back round again, as a matter of fact. I often say to my students, especially my me school students, I'm like, look, you know, if you don't start me school this year, it'll come back around again. That's the thing with flow. If something is needed, if it's necessary, if it's your logical next step in your growth and development, it will come around and come around and come around. You are never without your next step. It is always in front of you. Problem is, you're just saying decline, 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 decline. When you finally say accept, boom, you can move into the next place. Because people often say, well, how do I know what the next thing is? You know, how do I know if that's right? How do I know? I'm like, is it in front of you? Has it been in front of you? Have you felt attracted to this? Why aren't you doing it? Well, I don't have the money. I don't have the time. I don't have the... I'm like, that's fine. Just so you know, your next growth step is always hanging out in front of you. It will always be there. That's how life works. That's how universe works. It's generous that way. It's just you who don't take it. So this leads right back into how to make a decision. First of all, you know now that you make decisions by default all the time. Every non-decision, everything you wait on, you press the pause button on, is essentially a no. You didn't make a yes-no decision. You made a little bit more of a, how do I say this nicely, gently. You made a no decision without acknowledging to yourself that you made a no decision. But you did it probably out of fear. 9 times out of 10, I would put the button on fear. And I know, because I talk with you guys all the time, every week. Person after person, student after student, client after client. It's fear. Fear says, pause. Fear says, no. Fear says, I don't trust myself. I don't trust myself to know that this is going to work out for me. I don't trust myself to know that if I do this, I will succeed. I don't trust myself because in the past I've made decisions like this and horrible things happened. Therefore, I just don't make decisions anymore in that part of my life. Yes, therefore, it means that I am single, alone, unhappy, working for pennies on the dollar, whatever. You hear me? I'm being a little bit sarcastic. But that's what all of those fear-based decisions end up in. Some of you guys have listened to my lack series, the lack cycle. Talk about it a lot because it's a huge aspect of flow work. You know, flow really, and it's funny, I'm teaching a class tonight, almost similar material. Flow dreaming is about how to change, how to work with energy, how to always get a yes from energy, how to make a great decision and run with it. But in order to get to that point where you can be a manifester, where you can work with it, I was thinking about this actually as I was driving home this morning. I was out doing appointments in the morning. And I was thinking how everybody says, well, if I only learn to attract, if I can do the manifesting, if I can do law of attraction, if I can do all this and that, I can pull all the best stuff into me. I can make it happen. And my thinking is, you know what? Why go to all the effort of trying to pull it into you and attract it into you why don't you just learn to be at such a level that all the right stuff comes in when you need it anyway? All you do is identify your interests, your desires, and it's there. Why not go into a place of effortlessness? You know, attraction almost implies effort. Flow, it's an awareness that I have to be this to receive this. But in order to get to that point where you can be it and receive it, there's a little bit of stuff to do ahead of time. It's the digging. It's the personal growth. And chances are, if you're listening to this program, you get off on personal growth. That's what you're here for. I love personal growth. I want to know what I'm made of, what I can do. Where am I going? Challenge me. Open my eyes to myself. I'm curious how I would respond in XYZ set of circumstances. I want to be comfortable. What do I have to do to get there? Can I do it? Of course I can. How does that make me feel? Even better and more empowered about myself, right? That is where we're all deeply wanting. So in order to get to the place where you're a beautiful, wonderful, day-to-day, you know, inherent manifester, you have to constantly be pushing at these ceilings, pushing at these points in yourself where you resist and say no. And when flow shows you one, just like I mentioned at the start of the hour about my life the last few days, your reaction is not, oh man, I'm such a loser. Your reaction is, oh my God, I'm at another level. I'm confronting this. I just found one of my ceilings, one of my walls. Ooh, I want to go after that. Because you know what's behind that wall? Freedom, prosperity, the next level for me. How do I know this? I know this without even asking. Because I have proved it to myself. I have shown it to myself over and over and over in my life. I have shown it to thousands of clients over and over. The reason that flow dreaming has become as huge of a thing, as a company, as a spread of knowledge that it has, is because it works. I have never spent a dime on marketing. Well, I spent once $500, I think, on a Facebook campaign, you know, over 10 years. This is all because it works. And people talk about it, and they adopt it, and they do it. So let's go back to making that effortless decision. Now that I just told you why, how you need to get to that point of being an extraordinary manifester. Making an effortless decision means that you're going to start pushing against some of the things that normally you would have just shied away from. You would have said, no, I won't make that decision. And I won't make that decision. Why? Because I'm scared. Why am I scared? Because it's better to go into a safe place where you do nothing than into an uncertain place where you don't know what will happen. You know, that's the reason most of us say no or say, I'll wait. If you get into a different space, though, in your thinking, a flow space, a flow dreamer's perspective, what you're instead saying is, oh, this decision, this opportunity, this choice keeps coming to me. And I say no, and it comes back. And now I'm starting to really get that, you know what? This is my next place to go. Let me give you a little example. A friend of mine, she was asking me about this internet company that wanted her to get involved with them. And she was saying, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I should do this. It's something like how you sell advertising, you sell affiliate products or something. You know, it's a system, you learn it, etc. She wasn't sure. You know, help me decide. You look at it on that level, and she's trying to make a decision. Is this the company to get involved with? Is this what I would be good at? She didn't know. Back it up one level, and I'd say, well, look at the other decision you just made, which is, I'm unhappy doing what I'm doing now. I am absolutely going to find something else that pleases me. If she hadn't made that decision without even knowing it, she would never even be considering this company. So, one decision inside her has already been changed, has already been made. She has decided, I am going to be different. My future will be different. Now I'm just sourcing, what are my opportunities for that different future? One decision was very solid and secure. She knows it. She absolutely knows it. She's not going to stay in her current line of work forever. And she's deciding the shorter amount of time, the better. Do you see how solid that feeling is? Why? Because she keeps running up against things that tell her, you're in the wrong line of work. You're better than this. This isn't utilizing your best talents. Okay, she acknowledges that. She didn't even know she did, but she did, because now she's starting to look at all these other opportunities. So let her, I tell her, go to the next level and start looking at all the opportunities. See which ones come up to you again and again. See which ones you come back to again and again. They're going to be there. They're going to be there. The right things stay and swirl around you and don't let go. You can make smaller decisions, one after another, to get you there. And this helps you bypass that fear response, the fear reflex. Stay safe. Don't do anything. If I don't do anything, at least I know where I'm at. At least I know that the misery I'm now experiencing is the same misery that I'll continue to experience. It's not going to be a new misery that I don't know of yet. think about that. I know I myself have made decisions based on that. What about the lack of a decision because you think a lost opportunity? Oh, if I don't do it, it's a lost opportunity. Fear of losing if you don't make that decision, if you don't say yes or if you don't say no. Fear of loss. Little variation on it. Go back to the lack cycle for a minute. Fear of loss? Really? Is that what's impelling you to make this decision? Fear of loss? It won't be there tomorrow? This is my only shot. If I don't get back together with my girlfriend, next week, that's it. I will never have a great relationship. Fear of loss? Ooh, that is a lack projection. You don't want to make your decisions based on that. I hope I'm bringing up a lot of different ideas in your head about how you make decisions and how to make good ones. When I flow dream, you know what? Hold on here. We have a break to go to. When we get back, I'm going to show you perfectly. I'm going to exemplify for you the exact line of thinking to use to make an awesome decision all the time. We're going to flow dream. And I'm also going to take some of your calls. Find out what's going on in your mind. Looks like there is a full board. So let's make some decisions together, okay? Stay with me right after this quick break with more Flow Dreaming. Hey, we're on break for just a minute so I can tell you about something extraordinary that I'm doing for the very first time. In a couple of months, I'm hosting a live event in San Diego, California. It's called In Flow. Get it? In Flow, In Flow? You can play with that. It's a 3-day immersion into your flow-filled life. These are 3 powerful days with me, live. We'll be doing tons of processes to align you fully into your dreams, your manifesting, your life. And I'm inviting you to come. Meet me. Come in from wherever you are in the world. Just be there. Go into flow with me. We're so powerful as a group. If you have been listening to this podcast for months or maybe even years, you already have a sense of the power of flow dreaming. It's powerful, powerful, powerful. It's an amazing way to get your year going, right? This is happening in February. It's just past January. You're looking ahead. You're starting to think, what am I going to do this year? Am I actually making those changes I want? Am I feeling aligned or am I feeling in stress? Come to InFlow. Get it worked out. It's happening over President's Day weekend here in the U.S., a nice long weekend. If you want to sign up, or even just learn more, go to my website, it's flowdreaming.com, or get on my mailing list and I'll be sending you information. I encourage you to get your tickets very quickly. They will sell out. I'm convinced of that. There are a limited number of VIP tickets available, so check it out. I can't wait to see you and perhaps even meet you for the very first time. I'll see you all at InFlow. Welcome back to Flow Dreaming. Just a little reminder. There is a Flow Dream at the Manifesting Store at flowdreaming.com called Effortless Decisions. I made this very recently to help you get into the headspace that I'm going to talk you through next. You would play this flow dream a couple times a week. You could play it more often if you have some really big things hanging over your head to get yourself into that place of utter and total alignment. Yes, this is my decision. Yes, this feels good. Yes, this is easy. Yes, I'm staying comfortable and curious and content about what the results of this will be. So do check it out, Effortless Decisions. It might be there in a playlist as well. Coming up soon, another couple of months, there'll be another app on your iPhone where you can also get all of these. Ooh, I can't wait. It's in development. It's been in development a while. Boy, these apps, they take a long time. But it's going to be fantastic. Everything prearranged for you into these gorgeous playlists that help you achieve different emotional states, create new energetic landscapes in you. Ooh, I love making things. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. This is how a flow dreamer feels when they're facing a choice. Should I? Shouldn't I? Is this right? Is it wrong? Will this be beneficial or will it not? When I am encountering this, one, I flow on it. I do the flow dream. I'll do that with you in a few moments. But my mindset, the way I'm coming to flow day in, day out, is like this. Hey, flow. It's like a conversation, okay? Hey, Flo, you brought this to me for me to consider. I know that wasn't by accident. I'm wondering, is this something I should do or shouldn't do? Because you did bring it in front of me, yet I know that not everything you bring in front of me is right. Sometimes I'm just participating in other people's stuff, and they need someone to bounce it off of. Doesn't mean I need to be involved, but I agreed to participate in this interaction, this potential opportunity. What I want to know is, if I say yes to this, if I make a change to this or say no to it, but no in a positive way, like, no, I'm no longer going to sit on your subcommittee any longer. Something big, something important, right? Even a no can be that way. Not a no that's a default, like, if I just don't think about it, it will go away. I just want to know. I really want to get a sense. Will you help me? If I do make a wrong choice in this, will you guide me back? Will you show me some resistance right away so I don't get too far off path? And I'll be listening, right? So I'm not going to make a whole series of bad decisions because I know every time I do something, flow responds. I know you're going to come back to me with something else. And if I'm noticing that the chain of events is getting more and more negative, I'm going to say, oh, maybe not. On the other hand, what if I make this decision and something negative happens? I'm going to listen very carefully. I'm going to know. Maybe Flo is saying, you haven't done enough yet. And I'm going to keep working at it. Either way, Flo, I guess I'm making the agreement that I'm going to keep working with you. That whatever I do is actually going to be fine because you'll correct me. Even if I can't think through all the way to the end of where this might take me, because it's impossible, I know that I will be brought back into alignment. How do I know this? Because here is my big picture. Here are my emotional endpoints. I want to feel like this and this and this. And these could be any feelings at all. Could be safety, security, ambition. Could be freedom, love, a sense of ongoing expansion and joy. I don't know, whatever I'm into right now in this particular area that I'm seeking to get out of this decision. The feelings that I want from this decision. I know, Flo, that you know that and I know that because we keep going back and forth and I keep showing it to you and you keep mirroring it to me by bringing me choices. And some I'll say yes to and some I'll say no to. And if I say no to the wrong ones, you'll bring them up again. If I say yes to the wrong ones, you'll give me resistance and tell me, keep going, that's not it. Try something else. I'm starting to get a feeling that I really can't go wrong. That whatever I choose, I'm still going to be responded to. Flo is still going to give me an answer, a yes or no. I'm starting to figure out that my only job is to make decisions, is to instigate action, is to see, is this a yes or is this a no? Because the more I do that, the more quickly my life changes and progresses. And after all, that's what I'm always saying I want to have happen in this area of my life. I want change and progression. I want massive improvement or massive growth or massive happiness and joy. I'm asking for that. and flow, you're giving it to me. It's up to me now to respond adequately and timely and give you things to keep giving me a dialogue with instead of just zipping my mouth closed and staying safe. I wonder if I can do that. I wonder if I can summon the courage in myself to start behaving like that, to start making decisions like that. I wonder what I would feel like if I did. I wonder who I would morph into if I did. You know, Flo, I think I might try, because knowing that I can trust you to always respond and give me guidance, knowing that one of my objectives is to develop trust in myself, trust in my decision making, means I have to start making those decisions. The more I make, the more trust I can develop. The fewer decisions I make, the less trust I'll develop. I think I've just cornered myself into saying yes to this. All right, so I know, that's my self-talk, right? You don't have to be that extreme. But that's my self-talk, just in that one narrow aspect of my life. Okay, I'll make a decision. Okay, gosh, I've noticed I've been sitting on this decision for a couple of months. I wonder what that's all about. I better go in and peek, because that means I'm facing a limitation there, and I'm curious what it is. Right? This is always ongoing in me. Do you see how this could lead to success? I mean, do you? Do you see how this will lead to success? This tenaciousness, this wanting, this desire? I'm always saying, Flo, I want better for me, for my family, in my life, my health, everything. I want better. I want to see what that better feels like. So yeah. Better doesn't just happen with me doing nothing. Me doing nothing results in flatlining. And we all know people flatlining in their lives right now. And they'll flatline for years. And then one day they'll wake up. I know we're all thinking right now heavily of our friends, mothers, sisters, parents, fathers. Flatline. Ooh, you don't want to say that to them. If you're flatlining, probably you don't want to be told you're flatlining. People like to wake up at their own pace. Oops, sorry about that. That was my chair knocking the computer. So let's go ahead and do a quick flow dream for this. And when we get back, I see all of your calls. Awesome, awesome, awesome. We will work through your decision making. But first, I want you to close your eyes with me. It's a good time to do it because you're all like in the zone right now. You're psyched. You're there. You're really giving this serious consideration and thought. Maybe I need to become a better decision maker. Gosh, I never knew that. You can always become a better decision maker, and it will always pay off. All the strategies I give you on this program always pay off. If they don't always pay off, I don't share them. Right? My name is on the line. My reputation is on the line. My career, everything. So if I'm sharing it with you, it'll pay off. Learn it. Do it. All right, your eyes are closed. Please remember, a flow dream is not a meditation. It's an active emotional experience, an emotional reprogramming, redevelopment of your internal self. It's a re-engagement, a new relationship with the external world, the energetic world, your future world, everything lining up for you. And to learn the total correct details, the best way, by the way, is to get the new free training program I've created. It's at flowdreaming.com. All you do is you pop your email address in. It comes with my newsletter. I train you. Half an hour of training, 20 minutes of flow. Under an hour, you will understand exactly what we're doing. So go grab that. For those of you who know this well, just drift into that place now where we daydream together. Lucid daydreaming. Going into that place where all of our decisions are lined up in front of us. Look at that. It's like looking at a bunch of presents stacked up in front of you. All of them in shiny colored boxes. Do you feel that? Do you feel how already you're someplace else? You're You're in a flow, you're elsewhere in your mind, you're in your imagination, you're sensing this. Even if you don't see those boxes, you sense them there. A collection of gifts in front of you. Like that old game show, The Price is Right. Which one? Which one do you take? Which one is the right decision? Oh, if I pick one, am I fearing a loss of all the others? If I choose this, should I have really chosen that? Will I be stuck with a dud? Look again at all of these beautiful gifts in front of you, these beautiful opportunities, people, choices, options, all wrapped up in those shiny, silvery presents, those packages, pink and blue and red and purple and green. Go pick one. Go pick one. Pick a big one. Pick a tiny one. Pick one that doesn't look like much at all. Pick the one that stands out the most. Does it matter? You're starting to get a feeling, you mean I could pick any of them and it wouldn't matter? They're all the same? Flo is laughing. A tinkling joy, a light, a feeling, a sensation all around you. It doesn't matter what you pick. You're thinking that it's limited. You pick one and that's all you get. You pick one and you fear loss. You pick one and you fear there's no other choices. Lack, lack, lack. Flo is laughing. Learn, 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 they say. Pick one. Doesn't matter what they look like on the outside. They're all for you. Every one is right for you in a certain way. There's a growth, there's a learning, there's an expression, there's an experience. Pick one. So you do. You go right up and you reach out for one. You grab it in your hands. You hold on to it. And as you do, you look at all the rest of the presents. You're expecting them to disappear. One choice excluded everything. Do you see that? More gifts manifested the moment you chose one. More. You actually populated your future with even more opportunities, more gifts there for you. And you're thinking, wait a minute, that's not what I expected at all. And the gift in your hand is already opening. It's unwrapping itself in front of you. It's beautiful. It's perfect. And you say, you're right. I needed to do this one. I needed to choose this one. I needed to make the decision on this one. I gave the action to the universe, and in return, it gave me even more options and more opportunities. And the ones that I feared would disappear, they were replaced by others. Nothing is ever going away from me. Nothing is ever dropping out of the picture, gone forever, no more in my life. With the rare, rare, rarest of exceptions. 99% of the time, when I choose, I'm actually choosing to have more options the next round because I've said to my flow, yes, let's put action here. Let's put growth here. What more? What more? What more? Oh, you just dance around with joy at that feeling. How freeing is it? Does it matter if the decision in your hand was beautiful or was one that resulted in a no, don't do that, that's not going to work for you? Does it matter? Look what you just manifested also. All that rest. All those more options. Why? Because you took a step. You made a choice. You moved in a direction. Flo honors the movement. It doesn't care if you're right or wrong. It's not grading you or judging you. It honors the movement. And you just opened up wondrous movement to yourself. More opportunities, more good choices. And you start to get that if I keep doing this over and over every day, my life is going to align into the most magical and beautiful procession of joyful experiences. You hold that feeling tight to your chest, the happiest little kid clutching candy to them. Oh, it's all yours. And it is. It's good for you. And with that, you open your eyes and you return from flow. I'll let you muse on that. Maybe go check out Effortless Decisions, the recorded gorgeous version in my store. Or maybe go do the iTunes thing I asked about over the next couple minutes till we come back with your questions, putting effortless decisions into motion right after this. Hi, it's summer, but on break. And I know that some of you are still wondering, what is flow dreaming and what is Me School? Because I refer to both of these quite a bit in my podcast. Me School is a transformational program. It's a gorgeous and deeply revealing, empowering online school worldwide where I teach you how to remodel your life in any way you choose using the technique of flow dreaming, as well as a bunch of other deeply powerful life-changing processes. So Me School is either enrolling or it's accepting names onto the wait list. And that means that I'm accepting students who work with me for the year, and you can learn how to do what I do in life. The way I think, the way I build things, make things, heal things, everything I talk about, you will learn directly from me how to do. You're going to create some amazing things. My Me Schoolers, their lives change way beyond the norm. And you don't even have to be a superstar when you go in. Some of you are, and you're ready to go bigger, play in that bigger field. And some of you are just saying, hey, help, what's next? Where should I go? And both are fine. Both are great. If you're ready to go big, but you know that you need to deepen your own spiritual practice and your personal growth, because that's where it all comes from, right? Then this is where you need to be. Your life only grows as big as you do. So here's what to do. Go on over to flowdreaming.com and click on Me School. And during these enrollment periods, you can actually set up a free phone call with me or my staff, and we'll talk about it. Is it a fit? Is it interesting? During waitlist times, we just put you on a list of people who've expressed interest so we can notify you as soon as the doors open. All right, I look forward to hearing from you and even more to getting to know you as one of my personal students in Me School. Now, let's get back to the episode. Welcome back to Flow Dreaming. All right, let's dig in and see how we apply flow to real world situations like Livia's in Palm Beach, Florida. Hi, Livia. Welcome to the program.
Oh, hello.
Hello. You're live on air. What's up?
Oh, this is so cool. I'm so happy. Well, I just started listening to your show and you're so wonderful. I have to be very thankful to you and coming to my path with all this wonderful inspiration.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay, so my question is, my life has been wonderful. I'm very fast at manifesting. I'm very lucky. Mm-hmm. And I've been traveling the world like a free spirit. And then I manifested my marriage, which was pretty much my dreams, but then it didn't really turn out like that. And I got stuck. Like, the fun and the money stopped flowing. And I'm wondering if is it that I'm better off manifesting single, being my free spirit self, or are there any blocks that I need to grow, to clear, and continue with this relationship, growing into myself? And, you know, I feel like I have so much potential, but I'm not sure how to go about it.
So what is the feeling inside you where you were excited and happy to have created the relationship, and then after time you started to feel, I'm no longer growing in this relationship. My freedom is being curtailed and held back. What was the part where you decided I had to be this way instead of that way? His way instead of my way?
I'm not sure. I just started lowering myself and not being my higher self. And him too, you know, we started having fights and going lower and lower and lower. Yep. Now we're separated, and now we're getting back to ourselves. Like, I'm living in the place where I want to live, and he's living somewhere else. So mm-hmm. we're slowly getting back to the people we fell in love with.
Right. Yeah. So what I'm looking at and what I'm feeling, that's the reason I asked this question. Mm-hmm. You know, you met each other when you were both fully expressive of who you were.
Yes.
And you said, fall in love with this person. And it was easy. Because you are both fully expressing who you were. There were no hidden corners and things like that that, you know, were going to be deal breakers, I'm assuming. Mm-hmm. But when you got together, you thought, well, maybe I need to do this or be that, or we need to compromise here. We need to, you know, every little decision from, can you take a vacation by yourself? You know, do you have freedom to spend as you wish? You know,
yes.
All of these decisions, right?
Yes.
When you began to compromise those together, you were both diminishing yourself. You ended up giving to each other people that you didn't fall in love with. Your energies changed. So by
yes.
pulling away from each other, you're rediscovering who you are again. And that's why you're finding each other more attractive again. Your challenge then, as you go forward with him, is to think, how can we do this our own way? Not anybody else's way. Does this mean we have to have two homes? Two bedrooms? Does this mean we actually don't get married again, but we stay over at each other's places 4 days a week each? What does this look like? How do we maintain who we are and that love for each other? Where I see you going, where I feel your flow going, is that you need a certain feeling inside yourself. I can go places. I can be expressive. I can do things. I can make my own independent choices.
Yes.
When I do this, I am the strong, alluring, hot, sexy woman. And I want to be that woman. So we need to figure out, how do we keep me in that space? And ditto for him. Can you see that?
Yes, that's exactly right on.
Yeah. So all of your decisions, you know, your decisions to me feel like a path of really breaking the mold. Go into different color palettes, right? Pick things other people aren't picking. Don't be afraid to do it, because you already picked the way everybody else picked. Didn't work out. Don't pick that again. Pick something else. Pick your own way. And if it doesn't work at that point, then you'll really know. And the larger perspective is that flow is telling you something. It's telling you one of your big primary life missions is that you get better the more you are you. That means even in a relationship, the hardest place to stay that person. You get that, and you've pretty much got everything. You'll be yourself at work. You'll be yourself everywhere. And that works for you, because that's where your joy is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Does that help at all or make sense?
That helps a lot, and it's exactly how I imagined it was, you know, the deep down. It's just that sometimes I just get stuck and I feel like nothing starts flowing and I'm impatient maybe and I want to manifest. And
the best way, one of the best ways to cure the feeling of being stuck is to take action. And I don't mean wild, irrational action. Thoughtful action. It can be a series of small actions that don't get you in trouble. But you have to give your future something to play with. And every time you make a choice, every time you think, I say, I'm going to try this, you're giving your flow opportunity to return a whole bunch of new information and material to you. That's what manifestors do. We give the universe constant opportunity to give back to us. And if we're feeling stuck, it means we're saying to the universe, I don't trust you to give back to me. Okay, so
yes, the feeling
that,
of lack.
Yeah, the feeling of lack and the feeling of lack of trust. I don't trust you to give back to me. That's why I'm holding still. That's your ceiling. That's the next thing for you to push through, okay?
Okay.
All right, Lydia,
okay.
Thank you for the call,
so
my
much.
Darling.
So
I wish you well, and I feel you will do well.
Thank you. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome. Bye now.
Bye.
I do. I really think she will. You know, her particular, she came up to me in my flow, in my intuitive intuition as like a peacock. Beautiful feathers, exotic, different, her own. That's why I said step up the color. Step up the doing it your own way. Go more into that. Don't go less. You know, the stuck is her fear of going into that. And I tried to point out that doesn't work. You already saw what happened when you do that. You don't become the person that a man you would love in return. All right. Hey, Jamie, you're calling from Austin, Texas, I'm presuming. Jamie.
Hi, Summer. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I do. How are you?
Great. So love you. Been slow dreaming for over a year. Recently moved for my husband's job from sunny California to Austin, Texas. Not loving it here, but trying to keep a positive attitude. Took a part-time position and ended up working with someone half my age that was just very unprofessional and challenging, and ended up resigning before I got fired. Kind of funny. And I'm really hurt by it in one aspect, but I'm also trying to say what you say, like, what is this telling me? What is flow showing me? It showed me this resistance for a reason, and I'm trying to figure out what that reason is, because I'm quite lost here, and I'm trying to find my way.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm a mom, it's great, but my kids are in school now, and I really appreciate your feedback as it relates to my career path.
So, in other words, you were doing something in work, and you worked with someone younger than you who was a hot mess, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And you got the fallback from that because you felt you were being what? You were compromising, you were being agreeable, you were trying to get over yourself and say, just because I'm older doesn't mean I know more. Where was your thinking? Where were the compromises going on?
Well, he just basically, you know, I came in and looked at things and gave polite suggestions and tried to engage in the team, and he just didn't want anything to do with me, you know. He just was like, I don't get you, I don't like you. I mean, it didn't help that my husband, you know, works for the company too.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy just wasn't a very stable person, but
right.
he does great things for the company. So
mm-hmm.
he just didn't. I could not connect with him. And I'm like,
right.
you know, I tried the aggressive way, I tried the passive way, I tried the open way, I tried the fun way.
So he didn't see your value. And that made you really angry.
Yep.
Right? We just drill down, drop into the essence of it. He didn't see your value.
Got it.
It made you angry. And then maybe you got into a little, what do they call it, pissing contest? Where, I'm right. Okay, well, I will back off because you're the guy in the company and I'm the outsider. Okay, so from there you backed into compromise. But if you go right down into the core, he didn't see your value and that upsets you. And what you're understanding from this is if I go into situations where people don't see my value, it gets me angry. What does that say? Where do I go after that? Do I only go in situations where people see my value? Well, that might be a path you could try. Where else do you go? Where do you go where people see your value? The other question is, when I'm next in a situation where someone doesn't see my value, what is my next move? Do I say, look, I understand you don't see my value. I understand that. It's no problem for me. I still stand by what I see and feel. And I'm going to say that to everybody who needs to hear it from me. And we'll just see what happens as a result. Right? That could be flow growing you in a huge, strong way. Right? That's really powerful to be able to say that, especially in a workplace.
I love flow, but man, he or she has hit me hard with the growth.
You know what? You get it when you need it. Like this week, I'm getting hit hard too. I had a lot of people just rake me over the coals this week. I wouldn't even go into it. But I'm like, you know what? All right. Similar. It's funny. It's almost like, wow, you're a timely call. I get it. Someone not seeing your value. Does that compromise who I am? No. Am I still in my power? Yes. Do I know that this is good, what I do? Yes. And you can say all the same things about yourself. Sometimes Flo will say, go inside, check your processes, see if you're really on track or not with what you're offering. But you know that. You don't need other people to point that out. You can tell when there's something inside you. You're like, it's not ringing true. It's not right.
Right.
You know, we auto-correct.
I do it. Yeah. From the beginning.
Yeah.
I actually resign, which I've never done in my whole life. And
oh, my gosh. Okay, Jamie. My producer's telling me I have 15 seconds. I want you to spend time right after this giving a huge, big kiss to your flow. Thank you for telling me I'm ready for this. It must mean that my next step is awesome. Thank you.
Awesome.
Okay, give the gratitude.
Girl.
Okay, love you too. Bye, everybody. I've got to run. Until next week, we're doing more things you can do in flow. Take care. All right, that wraps up our episode today. But before you go, two things. One, you can get the Flow Dreaming app. in the Google, Amazon, or iTunes app stores. It allows you to search and sort to mark your favorite episodes. It's completely free to download. And it gives you access to the latest several dozen of these episodes, as well as to the premium episode library, where there are more than 400 episodes that date back 10 years. The app's free, so go download it now at Flow Dreaming in the App Store on your mobile device. And last, if you love my show, I'm going to give a shout out to my mom's podcast. It's called The Dear Venus Show, and she's an amazing intuitive and a medium and super, super funny. Search the words Dear Venus in your podcast directory or online, and that way you can find her too.